This patch of Amazon rainforest has been illegally cleared and prepared for burning. The main suspect denies all knowledge. Short of catching him red-handed with a chainsaw, there's little the environment police can do. The inspectors say they often feel their work is in vain.
It's difficult. It's tough. We're trying to preserve an area like this, in the heart of the Amazon. And when we get here, we see that people don't treat this nature with the affection and love that we have for our Amazon. We know that our future depends on this.
There are just 110 environment police and 20 inspectors covering an area bigger than Spain and Portugal combined. That makes Brazil's commitment to end illegal deforestation by 2028 look like a tall order. An estimated 11,000 square kilometers of Brazilian Amazon was cleared just in 2020, releasing hundreds of millions of tons of CO2 into the atmosphere.
Forests are moving from being net sinks of carbon dioxide to net sources. The Amazon is a sink, but land clearance here in the Brazilian rainforest means these areas are now emitting more carbon dioxide than they're absorbing.
And there's more pressure on the rainforest as the population grows and jungle is cleared for housing.
If the government does not have a public policy for the population, it is clear that there will always be this deforestation, which harms our forests and nature. This is painful because preservation is a historical struggle of the indigenous people. We are the ones who keep the forests alive and preserved until this day.
There are 62 cities in Amazonas state and a population of more than 4 million, with thousands more arriving every year looking for work.
Manaus and the neighboring cities are getting, connected more intensively in terms of urban development. So in the next decades, we will have a huge metropolitan area. At the local scale, urbanization means, for example, what we see here, the destruction of these urban rivers. And so it diminishes and it compromises the quality of the urban ecosystem.
The destruction of the Brazilian Amazon has intensified under the presidency of Jair Bolsonaro, a vocal global warming skeptic. So activists are waiting to see proof of his government's new commitment to cutting emissions. There's a long way to go if Brazil is to regain the position it once held as a world leader in reducing deforestation.